There's been a ferry here since the 1300s, and even back to Roman times, people said there was a ferry crossed the Thames here at Tilbury. A ferry that's seen much history in the years of its passage. Just downstream is Tilbury Fort, and some of those ferries must have roved their way gently between the galleons before they went out to take on the Spaniards. And later on, those same ferry boats must have drifted in and out of the old prison hulks. Prison hulks made famous by John Turner's immortal painting of the Fighting Temeray. An old prison hulk, painted as it was being towed upstream to be destroyed and broken up. With me is Lynn Ballard of the Essex County Council's Tourism Department. And Lynn, here we are, standing on board this Tilbury ferry, now owned by SeaLink, but in grave danger of being destroyed, being cut back, being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency.
Well, I think SeaLink are expecting quite a massive loss, £69,000 next year. So we're trying to look at various ways to encourage people to use the ferry for leisure purposes as well as going to and from work, which is what most of them do.
I must say, it's very cold this morning here on the Thames. It's foggy, it's very quiet, and we're about the only people on the ferry.
Yes, we are today. I think most of them have already crossed over to the power station to work, and there aren't many people going over shopping to Gravesend yet.
How often is it used?
Well, during the week the services are fairly frequent, every 20 minutes or so. On a Sunday it's about once an hour.
You say you want to increase its use for leisure purposes. Now, to be honest with you, Lynn, I mean, Tilbury Ferry and Tilbury itself isn't exactly your great sort of metropolis for tourism.
Well, we're looking at various ways of publicising the whole of Thameside, so we'd see a trip on the Tilbury Ferry as just part of a wider package of visiting places like Tilbury Fort or even Southend, and then, dare I say it, Gravesend over into Kent.
Well, what can we see at the moment here apart from Tilbury Fort?
Well, there's a lot of activity because we're on the river. There are tugboats, and then there's Tilbury Docks, where you can go and have a guided tour. And then you've got Gravesend as well on this side.
Well, in fact, the ferry's just given us a quick lurch. Well, the gangplank's down in, so let's go ashore and meet Captain Gates, who I believe's got a few stories of the history of this ferry.
Yes, perhaps he'll stamp our passports as we go into Kent.
You get that feeling about going across the Transfontein Race of the Thames. I always felt that going into Kent when I was a kid was a great adventure.
Yes, I agree. Well, I was brought up in Kent, so for me it was an adventure coming to Essex.
Oh, you emigrated over to Essex?
Well, I have.
Of course, mind you, this rivalry between Kent and Essex is nothing new, is it? I know the old bargemen who used to work the Thames used to hate each other if they came from both sides of the river.
Oh dear, yes, I couldn't quite imagine that. Extends to cricket now, I think.
And we all know who the best cricket team is. Well, whilst we've been talking, we've walked up the bridge which separates the jetty from the building, which is on shore, which houses, of course, the headquarters now of SeaLink's Tilbury Ferry operation. Well, just coming to the office, and with me is Captain Alf Gates. Alf, looking back on your service with Tilbury Ferry, it must have presented you with some unusual incidents in your time.
Oh yes, we've had many incidents in the past, especially the four-day fog in the early 1950s, where the reach was, many ships were anchored from the Lower Hope up to Tilbury Ness, and we had a four-day fog that kept us quite on our toes with the radar, which was shore-based at the time, and with the ships that were anchor, it was a bit of a job at times for the ferry to get across to the Tilbury Riverside.
I'm going to say, is it dangerous going backwards and forwards across the Thames? It doesn't look very far, but with all the ships coming backwards and forwards.
Well, these days there's not many ships passing through, only to Tilbury Docks, whereas before shipping used to go through to the Royals, KG, the Surrey Commercial, East India Dock, West India Dock, but shipping now has dropped tremendously over the past few years, and when it comes to navigating the ferry across the river, one has to let all shipping go past until there's a clear way for the ferry to get across. But no, these boats were made very manoeuvrable to get from one side to the other, and it would be a shame to lose this present vessel, the Edith, in the future.
But if SeaLink does pull out, I know that you and a few others are interested in maintaining this ferry. How do you think you're going to be able to do that? It's going to need a certain amount of backing, presumably.
Oh yes, we're not getting the trade across here with passengers. The only trade that we do get are from the Essex people, who support the ferry with their shopping concessions that I gave 3 years ago, And I would like to see the shoppers increase in volume across the ferry to try and reduce the losses that we predict for 1987.
But looking to the future, how does it look to you at the moment?
Well, as you know, or you may not know, that the ferry has been in existence here for about 600 years. And for the link to be scrapped completely, even if it went through Parliament and it was granted. And of course, the last time that it went through Parliament was in the British Rail Bill of 1975. But I think there'd be many passengers crying on both sides of the river if the ferry were to be discontinued.
Of course, Self, you've got long connections with the ferry. In fact, your father met your mother on the ferry.
That's correct. My mother came from Tilbury. Maiden name was Webster. And it was by crossing the river and talking to one of the staff on the ferry at the time, and that person being my father, who finished up a captain on the ferry, and their love affair was the reason why I'm speaking on here today.
So you followed your father's footsteps onto the ferry?
That's correct. When I left school, there wasn't a vacancy for a deck boy on the ferry until about 18 months, so I had to fit in somewhere close to the river, waiting for the vacancy to crop up, and that cropped up in January of 1943.
Mm. In your time on the river, you must have seen some funny incidents.
Funny incidents, yes. When the ferry used to run very late at night, we used to get many people come over from the Essex side to the local pubs, and many women, and, you know, they had their little fling, and I saw a few scraps aboard the ferry, bottles flying, and but we don't see any of that today because there's not many people come over for a pint on the Gravesend side. I should think myself, Tilbury must be well equipped with public houses to cater for these people.
Captain Alf Gates, and from his warm office back onto the ferry again, and guess what, we found a passenger, and it's
Eileen Gregory.
Eileen, you're the only passenger on this ferry today. Why have you travelled on it?
I travel on it every day. I go to work on it.
And do you often find that you're the only passenger?
No, I usually go earlier. I've been to the dentist today, so I'm a bit later.
No, so you work in Essex and
in
live
Tilbury
in Tilbury Dock and yeah. Live in Kent. Yeah. Do you find it's a struggle to get across the river?
It's lovely on a nice day. Not so good when it's cold.
Well, from the views of one passenger, let's go back to Lynn Ballard of the Essex County Council again. Lynn, we're the only passengers on board this ferry. It's what? Middle of the day. It's a cold day. Realistically, what chance has Essex County Council got of persuading more people to A, use the ferry, and B, visit Tilbury?
I think we find difficulty on a day like this in the middle of winter. But I think in the summer, on a Sunday, if we can get the links in either side and persuade people to come across and actually enjoy looking at the river.
That's persuading the trains to stop at the station and the bus to stop at the bus stop.
Correct, yes. And making sure there's parking either side for people as well.
It's good to actually underline that because I don't think British Rail actually run trains into Tilbury Riverside on a Sunday, do they?
They don't, no. So that's something we'll either have to persuade them to do or perhaps get a bus link into the Tilbury Riverside.
And the future of the ferry?
Well, we hope that it's here to stay.
But there's one lady we haven't asked her opinion of. She's Edith, the ferry, the lone ferry that crosses from Essex to Kent and vice versa. But what does she think of the possibility of being thrown in a scrap heap because nobody wants her and nobody loves her? Thank you, Edith. I'm sure we quite understand your feelings. From the middle of the Thames, this is Dennis Rookard handing you back to a nice warm studio. And Mark Thomas.